The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Preparing for Rosh Hashanah through David HaMelech, Mizmo, David Hashem Oiri. Even after the Yeshua, turning to Hashem. Shalom Uroche. So we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. And we're continuing with the beautiful Pesukim of David HaMelech. So we said after David HaMelech went through the Yeshua, Ashir Zamel Hashem, singing and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that Zamra, our word zomer, can mean bira, can mean a song. It could also mean zomira, also means to prune something, to cut away things. The truth is that this is a third element in cutting away and removing the evil influences in the world. We mentioned number one was the oil, the sukkah, like creating our environment, keeping it pure, not letting outside influences getting in. Number two, you're the meini, you're the roishi. Uplift oneself. Realize how great we are, how close we are naturally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third thing, Ashir Vazamra, through this song, through the praises, through the simcha, that is maybe more powerful than the first two even. The person doesn't just suffice with what I have. Oh, I'm a nebuch, I'm a this, I'm a that. And even something over Hashem, because I know it's the right thing. But the person brings himself to the point that he's full of simcha. That how fortunate I am to be that one, to be in the oil of Hashem. The closeness between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing more exciting, nothing more fulfilling than that. So the singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all something. Very powerful kayach of cutting off ourselves from the evil forces of the world. If the b'china of Ashir v'Zamra, then we'll have a kiyum. If you do that, there are people that look like fine people, and the children didn't follow in their ways. Now, come upon these things, there's no 100% things. A person can be the perfect parent, and that's an Yisrael Hashem wants them to go through. So it's not an indication one or the other. But I'm just saying, there's a certain element, though, that besides establish, we have to put our effort into. A person's always upset about this and upset about the other thing, and this is no good, nothing's no good. It causes the children to have a distaste of the way of life he is.
Kol HaLashon.
And other people, like, for example, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I remember one of his sons said, Rav Shlomo Zalman was zeichet to have every single one of his children to be Gdolei Torah and Tzidkonius and Tzaddikim in a time that it was very hard. Because they were growing up 80 years ago in Yerushalayim, which the winds at the time, even though they have nice stories that you read today, but anybody knows the truth was, there were a few Tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, but the thing that was, the winds were blowing in the other direction. The secular Israelis were taking over, they needed to go to war, and the Palmach, all different things were attracting the majority of the Frum youth, which, unfortunately, so many of them dropped the Yiddishkeit. But in his family, everybody stayed steadfast. And one of his sons said, if you'd have seen the tremendous Simchas HaChayim that our father had from his Avodas Hashem, anyone who saw it, you have to be crazy not to want to live that way. It was such the most happiest and pleasant way of life. So that's his Azamra Hashem. I'll sing to Hashem, and that will cut me away, cut off all the influence from me, because I'm so full. Closest Hashem, the means of Chesed of Rachim and Kodesh Baruch Hu. We all have dinim in our lives. Not always does everything goes smoothly, but the idea is to focus on the Lashem, the means of Rachim. We also have tremendous amount of Rachim in our lives, and that's the next thing which we started singing last time. Shema Hashem Koyli Ekro. Choneni vaneni. Hashem, I'm going to call that again and again. I know that even after the Yeshua, the game isn't over. Hashem still wants that closeness between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I have so many needs, and I'm going to turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to rely on my own power or anything else. Straight to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes something goes good for a person who starts thinking, oh, I must be a tzaddik, I must be this. No. Choneini, the lashon of Matnas Chinam. Hashem, please, have rachmonis. I may not deserve it. Still give it to me. So we should be zeicher to take advantage of this mind frame and have a life full of Ashir Zamel Hashem, focusing on the Midas HaRachma Hashem, focusing on the Yeshuas. And with that, we'll be able to cut away all the negativity in life and all the bad influences. And then we'll continue more to continue our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Midas Hashem, Choneinu Hashem, will find favor in Hashem's eyes, and He will give us the chen, the chesed, the rachamim.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.